Brad and Brit, Brad and Brit, the perfect combination of brawn and wit. Politics, sports, and trending shit. Let's tune into Brad and Brit.
It is the Brad and Brit cast. Thank you for joining us. We're glad you've come along here. We're live in the Tuesday 1:30 to 2:30 hour.
It's a primary. It's primary day here in North Carolina. Let's go up and down the card. I think that's the best use of our time on a podcast is to go up and down the ballot.
All right. So I'm glad you mentioned that because I went to vote this morning. I don't want to say I was the youngest person voting, but I was the youngest person voting.
I said when I went to the precinct to vote like a week ago Friday, I said, I like going there because it makes me feel young among the volunteers at the place.
Wait a minute. So this guy in front of me. And in North Carolina now, you have to show some form of, I guess it's government-issued ID. And for... Correct. Most of us, it's a driver's license.
Yeah.
Now, I would guess that at least half of the people there had already had their driver's license taken away because their keys had been taken away by their kids. But all right, let's just put that aside for a second. Yeah,
push that off to the side.
Because that's just mean.
Yeah.
So this guy in front of me, who really is 15 years older than me, he's well into his 80s. He gets to the desk there and he pulls out if you take your driver's license and put it on a copy machine, you get a little representation of it, not a full, but just a little same size.
Yeah.
And he cut it out. So it's just a little piece of paper. That's his driver's license and he says, is this okay? Does this count?
What'd they say?
Wait. So the woman behind the desk calls in the guy in charge of the place, who's older than the guy. This guy was 104. He comes over and he looks at it and he says, and I know what he was thinking. He was thinking, I don't give a shit already. It's not likely this guy's an illegal immigrant,
right?
Who has come across the border
with six-pack abs,
to come up through six states to get to North Carolina to vote in the primary.
Yeah,
let him go.
Yeah.
Now I haven't looked yet, but I'm just guessing that a Xerox copy of your driver's license doesn't count any more than it does if you try to use that at the airport to get on a plane or anything. No, you need why don't you have the real thing?
That
would have been my question. I wanted to do it. I wanted to go there, I didn't want to cause, myself to have to wait longer.
If I wanted to gum up the works, because I looked at the requirements and it did say government issued ID. I work for the city of Greensboro. I have an ID that I swipe in and out at work and it's got my picture on it. And if I wanted to be a smartass about it, I wonder if I could just produce that. And it says, this is me. This is Britt Whitmire. This is a picture of me. Is this good enough? It doesn't have my street address on it. It doesn't have a date of birth. It doesn't have any of that shit on it. But I wonder, but I didn't. Again, I'm going along to get along, and I had a driver's license, so I just gave it to the person. And I'm not that guy when it comes to that because I'm not going to gum up. Not that there was, 50,000 people behind me, but I just wonder. It's a government-issued ID of me, and I think that should or could work.
I asked the people there, how many people today did not have an ID? And they said zero. Everybody. Now, but except for this guy, who, in my opinion, really, you shouldn't allow a Xerox copy. Where's the original? Does his great-grandson have it and uses it to shift cocaine around on the record album?
But,
on the Steely Dan album that he
It's Katie Lied. Yeah, he's chopping up coke on Katie Lied. That's what he's doing.
With Grandpa's driver's license.
That's great. You know, I don't have to chop it up with Grandpa's driver's license, but somehow it just smells better. And the coke, it's just better for me. I get higher that way. But aren't you glad, overall, overwhelmingly, having done that, that we can now have some faith in our elections here in North Carolina, thanks to the Republican Party? Aren't you glad?
More glad than you can even imagine.
I will always wonder if every election, I've been voting in elections since 1988.
Right.
But now I can trust them. You idiots.
While we're taking care of trivial business, before the Brad and Britcast started today, Britt was doing what we call a little bragging.
Was I?
Tell us about your newfound home improvement skills. Maybe there are some people watching who need your home improvement skills.
It wasn't pretty, and I've did some trial and error. I had some stuff done to my house. We talked about my roof and some other things, and that led me to, well, this needs to be done. This little toilet valve you got here, it's leaking, so you need to fix that. And then,
how old is this toilet?
20. I mean, it's as old as the house, so it's 20 years old.
All right, so you've gone way past the natural life of a toilet. Take it from me, 20 years, way past the natural life. But you don't have kids. You don't have as many people.
So that, you know, you start doing this and that leads to this and that leads to this. And then you eventually,
I've seen your turds and, you know, you've really given that, you've given that toilet a workout disproportionate to the,
that's great.
It's kind of like a Pete Maravich versus Caitlin Clark. It isn't the number.
And again, you skated by, I've seen your turds, so I don't even want to get into how that would have. I can imagine how people would be like, hey, Brad, come check this one out. It's another record holder.
Isn't that an old Bill Cosby bit?
Yeah. Hey, Brad, can you come over to my house right now? Because, it led to this, and eventually I had to rebuild the entire guts of the thing, except I didn't replace the handle. And then the other one had some stuff going on with it, so I did some stuff to that. And I now feel pretty good about I believe I've saved myself hundreds of dollars over hiring a plumber. I bought a lot of stuff, but I think I saved a lot of money as well.
Now, you do know you can get a pretty decent toilet at Home Depot or Lowe's for about $110-$120. Another 100 for them to install it.
Oh yeah, I didn't need all that stuff. No, I did. And the thing is, I learned so much though. I learned so much, and there were some tears. There was a little bit of water, but you learn, and that's the important thing. And now I feel I can really. I'm self-sustaining now. I'm a self-reliant, resourceful human being.
Well, I will know that if we have issues. And we could have issues. I need an electrician right now. Something happened.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
And again, it's past my pay grade on something like this. And it doesn't sound like it's a big deal, but, you know, we have a bunch of those, you know, high hat light fixtures. Okay. Yeah. And there are two in our bedroom over our bed. One on Brad's side, one on Jane's side. And she likes to keep her light on at a very low level overnight. She just does it. And I'm okay with it. I don't notice it. It's fine. And 4 days ago, and no, I have not addressed it yet, which is the real problem, I can assure you. 4 days ago, she says, my light isn't working. Obviously, it's the bulb. Yeah. Because I don't even remember ever changing the bulb. And we've been in this house 25 years. I don't remember putting a bulb in. So got a brand new perfect bulb, you know, LED ready to go. Put it in. Doesn't work. Wait a minute. Oh, how could that be? It just can't be. It cannot be. There's no possible way. Well, guess what? Way. it's the fiction. It's something. It's the thing, or it's the switch, or it's the dimmer on the other side of the room. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Right.
So I got to get a guy. Yeah. I've got to get a guy. I don't do electricity. It's no, just
plumbing's one thing. Plumbing's one thing, but the chances of me drowning myself in my own house are, you know, slim. But the chance of me, you know, electrocuting myself, pretty high. Pretty high.
I think what you and I have learned, you live in a fucking house long enough, everything goes to shit. How about that? That's a lesson that people watching or listening to us, they know well. We learn it.
Your house wasn't built by the good people at D.R. Horton, America's home builder.
That's true.
America's home builder, where they use the cheapest shit they possibly can and build it as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right. Enough of that.
Yeah.
15 minutes of drivel. I think we may have set the record.
I hope you've been entertained. People fast forwarding the shit. There's like their fingers have arthritis from fast forwarding through the last 15 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Here's the list. Oh, Taylor. Collective amnesia. Mm-hmm. Steve Garvey may be dumber than Herschel Walker, so of course he has a chance. Facebook Meta still in business, believe it or not, after the outage. And by the way, Politico discovers Mark Robinson too.
Oh, here we go. Let's do the Facebook Meta thing, because I think they're still struggling through this, although some of the stuff has come back online.
Well, according to the last thing that I saw, they got everything back up and running here.
Good.
But you obviously have an interest in Facebook, you know, going out of business, going down.
Oh, yeah. I've shorted the stock 6 ways till Sunday.
It has nothing to do. See, this is where you send me a fucking message 4 hours ago to sell the stock because they had an outage. That is the dumbest. That was the dumbest.
But did you think I was serious?
Yes. And you know what? I sold it and now I'm down. I'm missing out on that. Geez, I fell for you.
But, number one, I wasn't serious. Number two, how dumb would you be if you actually did? If I ever told you to sell any stock because of anything, like Boeing could have 150 planes fall out of the sky right now, and I go, hey, Brad, you should sell that stock. You'd be like, no, fuck you. I'm not doing that. Forget it. Well,
the interesting part of the story, I haven't read enough about it. You know, they're usually secretive over there about everything, right?
Of course.
And so are they ever going to be straight with what happened, whether this was a hack?
No.
Right. It says they're back.
Well, this follows the huge AT&T outage from a couple of weeks ago where things were just shitting the bed left and right. And that one took several hours to, but the company, when AT&T's happened and it affected millions of people, they kind of said, no, it was some stuff that we fucked up. We were doing something over here and it messed with over here and it took the whole system down. Now, as you say, I don't know if these people are going to be straight. Of course, the conspiracy theorists will go nuts blaming China, Ukraine, Jeffrey Epstein's killers, whatever they blame.
I'm looking at that famous page, Down Detector, the one that tracks all this stuff in real time. And they spiked up at about 10:30 this morning to about 620,000, and it came almost straight down. And as we speak now, it looks like just a couple thousand people, which I'm sure at any time they have a few thousand people who are out. So at least that's by them. But thanks for the stock tip, Louis Rukeyser Jr. We appreciate it.
Yeah. First of all, I wouldn't give you stock tips. And second of all, you would never follow them under any circumstances. You had that when you were writing that column for Triad Style many years ago.
Yeah. Last century.
You told the story about how somebody came to you and they said, well, my son, he's involved in this project called Red Hat. And I think you should, you know, it might be a good thing. It might be something to work out. And you're like, I'm not doing that. Fuck that. And of course it became you know, a 70 million times X situation if you would have gotten
right. In, and IBM bought Red Hat, I guess, about 5 years ago or so.
Correct.
And,
yeah.
They're an important. They're actually an important part of IBM now. So
it was the Red Hat was really the developer of the Linux system, which for those of you who are computer geeks know about that. It's like a big deal and huge to business. And as you say, IBM got it, and it's they've got headquarters. I believe they were headquartered at RTP over in the Raleigh Durham area, and they were a big operation for a long
time. I told you my father told me forever ago that he had a dentist who told him to put money into some new little venture called Home Depot. So this is like 40 years ago. And fortunately my father didn't fall for that stupid tip.
Well, the thing, and people remember those, but for every one of those, there's like 70 others where people go, you need to get into this. And it turns out to be a,
if you knew how many bad ones he went for. Okay.
Well, let me ask you though, did you ever anybody go, hey, you know, put like $1,000 in this and just trust me on this. Did you ever do that? And the thing blew up?
Yes. Yes, I did from a guy. His name was Corey.
Okay.
And he told me, and now I don't even remember the name of the company anymore. And
they're, long
gone.
You remember the sector?
No. This was a company, and think about the technology 20 years ago. Okay. They'd come up with this technology that could change the price of goods displayed in a grocery store electronically without having to have the people go around and put the price up. Like, by the way, in grocery stores, they still do, right? When that stuff gets manually, you know, stuff's printed out and, you know, three for $5. Or, you know, one for $2. So you save it, but it's still. So this company was a Canadian company. And said, they're just going to kill. They're just going to kill. And I did go and buy it, and it just went into the dumper, and nobody adopted the technology because it just sucked, I guess. I mean, if it was something, you'd hear about it. It would exist,
right?
But so that was a bad one. I think that was my worst. Listening to somebody just having lunch with them and thinking that they you
know. That's funny. Well, yeah, things happen.
Yeah, yeah.
It gave you a good story, though.
Yeah, it's a great story. Thrilled to tell it.
Let's go.
Let's do with O. Taylor. Let's go with O. Taylor.
O. Taylor.
All right. So, as you know, 4 years ago, Taylor Swift encouraged people, young people, to register to vote, right? And for that, she's been branded essentially a lifetime commie lib anti-Trumper, right? That's basically, and they're afraid of her, right? The Trump campaign, they're really afraid of her because she has obvious sway with a part of the electorate that normally might not even vote, might not have any interest. But just ask the NFL whether Taylor Swift can garner some hits, some views, extra ratings. We know the answer to that. So today her note, handwritten on vote.org, is today, March 5th, is the presidential primary in Tennessee and 16 other states and territories. I wanted to remind you guys to vote the people who most represent you into power. If you haven't already, make a plan to vote today. Whether you're in Tennessee or somewhere else in the U.S., check your polling places and times at vote.org. I vehemently disagree with the idea that you need to vote for, these are her words, for the people who most represent you into power. Really? Really? Have we completely turned over, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. I would submit that you need to vote the people who will do best for our country, for our state, for your city, for your congressional district into power. This is a call out to be as selfish as possible. For instance, if you love tax cuts and tax cuts benefit you and maybe not most other people, because you're a wealthy person, listen to what Taylor Swift said. Vote the people who most represent you into power. Oh, good idea. I don't like that. I mean, I know that's a very small, that's a nitpick, that's a, but I don't like it. I don't like it. I mean, that's not a, we're not going to do a, we're not going to burn all of her albums in the middle of downtown Greensboro or use a steamroller, or we're not going to do that. But it's just something I noticed today.
Mm-hmm. It annoyed you a little.
It did. Most represent you. So if everybody just votes for who represents them individually, you could have 140 million people have different ideas as to who represents. It doesn't make any sense.
But you do understand, and I've heard you say it before, a lot of people do vote against their own interest in many cases. There's a lot more of the 98% than there are the 99% than there are the 1%. And if we vote for our own interest, we would be.
That's a much more sophisticated, nuanced way to say it than she does.
Yeah. That may have been what she was getting at.
Why do people like Trump? Reason number one, because they represent me and the hate that I carry with me, and he is able to execute it on my behalf against people that I hate.
Right.
So that's and
but previously the reason you would vote for Republicans is that value bullshit, but it's also the idea that they're going to take care of the rich folks, and therefore the rich folks will then take care of you, and then one day you'll become one of those rich folks. That is the great myth that has been fed to Republican voters my entire life.
That's bad enough.
It is.
That was already a false premise. But so is it. You know what, Britt, maybe we should burn some Taylor Swift, or is any of her music on compact discs, so we can physically destroy it?
You would be able to get almost everything on compact disc. It would cost you a lot of money, more than I've spent fixing my toilets. Yeah,
it's worth it to make a statement.
Can't we just get the old steamroller that they had for the Dixie Chicks CDs and use that one? Reuse that.
Steamroller's not now. Is any of her stuff out on vinyl? Where you pay 40 bucks for a vinyl version.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure. You can get that stuff. But again, you pay a premium for it. And if there's so much hatred in your heart, you'd like to do that. Sure. Yeah. You could do it. It'd be fine.
Okay.
Is worthy of your scorn, though, is on the ballot today here in North Carolina. His name is Mark Robinson. Those of you who have been listening to us for a while know about Mark Robinson a good bit. A lot more people who may not have been listening, and those people who have not been paying attention across the country, are going to be introduced to Mark Robinson very, very soon over the next few months.
Today, the National Footprint Media article about it, this is today, is Politico headline. And it's their lead story on their site, politico.com. The most important governor's race of 2024 is about to have its own version of Trump. Subheadline, Republicans are poised to nominate Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, a candidate molded in Donald Trump's image. Who do you think weighs more, Robinson or Trump? Trump's taller.
I say it's Mark Robinson. If your body mass index is triple digits, you're in bad shape.
Triple digit body mass. It's like that guy who's the center on North Carolina State. That guy's a riot. What's his name?
DJ Burns. Who you're talking about?
The big guy.
Yeah, DJ Burns.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's a riot. He's just huge. He's huge. So here you go. Here's the piece. Robinson, a candidate for North Carolina's GOP primary for governor today, has done all the things that normally make someone a toxic general election candidate. He called homosexuality filth, made anti-Semitic remarks about Hollywood controlling black people, and expressed retrograde views about women. And of course, he's going to glide to the Republican nomination and potentially lock Democrats out of state government in one of the country's biggest swing states. And
here's a fun game. Which group of people has this guy not slandered or villainized? It's just white guys, right? It's like rich, straight white guys. He's never said a word about those people, I don't think.
Well, I don't know if he talked. I think you're playing class warfare there. I think in general,
just white guys.
White guys in general.
Pretty much every other group that you can imagine: Jews, transsexuals, homosexuals, black people. Just about any other group. I don't know Asians. That may be next on the dance. He may have to go after Asians at some point.
Democrats are practically begging for the chance to raise Robinson's history during the general election, hoping it will sink him. But Republican primary voters appear entirely uninterested in litigating it. So this is the national election between Trump and Biden, right in our own backyard. Same thing. And all of his opponents in the primary today who will fall, including the state treasurer, Dale Falwell, Mark Walker, Bill Graham.
Walker actually pulled out of the governor's race and went to the state representative's race since they gerrymandered. They split our county into three different.
Our county's going to have three different
representatives. But yeah.
But all three of them, yeah. Walker, who you're right, threw in the towel. They all say that it's about electability and that he will serve as a weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, in November and squander the Republican Party's chance at complete control.
I hope so.
And as you know, at the national level, that's one of the things in the back of good Democrats and good liberals and good anti-Trumpers' heads, which is, can't wait to really roll this out again and remind people of who Trump is, what he said, what he continues to say. And once people hear that, he'll lose. Now, the argument in favor of that is all of the elections that have occurred since, well, let's roll it back to the Dodd decision on abortion. Every one of them has been won by Democrats. The Democrats, they keep winning elections. That they suck, right? And the polling against them, it always sucks. And then they win the elections and they win referenda in individual states, including red ones like Kentucky and Ohio, on abortion rights. So, and it's hard to do this because you sound like an idiot because the polls that are being released, every one of them, and Biden's approval rating is going down and the lead is getting wider and Trump is doing better with traditionally Democratic groups like working class people and minorities. He's getting more Latino votes and Biden is fucked and everybody thinks he's too old and Democrats keep winning elections. And so your hope is that, and this is my hope, and I think I've told you this before, as just infuriating as the Supreme Court is, and as obnoxious as the 9-0 decision was, considering that the Republicans decided that it wasn't just enough to say, all right, Trump can be on the ballot in Colorado, let's call it a day. No, they laid out a bunch of new rules, Bill Maher, new rules that do not exist in the Constitution on just how someone possibly in the future who does what Trump has done can be excluded from running for political office. And it's an impossibly high standard that includes, what, two-thirds of the Senate and majority. Mm-hmm. It's an impossible, you have to pass legislation. Where did that come from? Where in the strict constructionalist heads of Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito and Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch and Amy Phoney Barrett, where did they come up with that? Where did they make that shit up? And even she said it wasn't such a great idea to do that. They went further than they needed to, all to protect Donald Trump. It's the Trump Protection Act, disguised as a Supreme Court decision that they were able to get up off their asses and put into place right before the election. Oh, I thought that the Supreme Court wasn't sensitive to the calendar regarding elections, that they just did things in this method. No, when they want to get shit done, they can get shit done. And the opposite of that is when they don't want to get shit done, they don't get shit done. And correct. Of course, they think that they are delaying the decision on absolute immunity for Donald Trump, not to contemplate the issues and to think about the arguments that are about to be made and allow both sides to come up with new evidence beyond what was argued in federal district court a few weeks ago, and was completely squashed, crushed, destroyed, so that they shouldn't have even taken the case, but they've taken the case and they pushed the calendar out. And you know what my hope is? And this really combines well now, I feel good about it, with a couple of articles today in the New York Times about collective amnesia. Do Americans have a collective amnesia about Donald Trump? It's only been 3 years, but memories of Mr. Trump's presidency have faded and changed real, real fast. And you can see it. You can feel it. You can hear it. January 6th was a bad day, terrible day. But even among Democrats,
I don't understand that.
Democrats at about a 10% rate now say that Donald Trump did not commit serious federal crimes. It was in the 90s. Now it's in the 80s. Of course, Republicans, wow, they definitely say that Trump didn't commit serious crimes.
But let's throw January 6th aside for just a moment, even though it was.
Well, that's the problem. That is the problem. That's the big problem. Well,
let's just get rid of that immediately, because even though it's the only insurrection I've ever seen during my lifetime in real time. The years, my recollection as a Democrat, and there are millions of us across this country, is that when he got elected, we were dreading when he was in office, and it was awful every single fucking day. Every day it was very, very bad. And then the pandemic hit and it was bad on steroids. And now people are just forgetting about that. That didn't happen. Mm-hmm. They're romanticizing that. I understand Republicans are in their own world, brainwashed by a cult member, all that other shit. I get that. If you guys want to just stick to your narrative, you can do that. But for people who actually have functioning neurons, among independents and about Democrat, how could you not think that those 4 years were not awful? They were terrible, terrible times for this country in every single way. He wakes up, we're going to fucking buy Greenland. Remember, we're going to buy Greenland.
That would have been a great deal. Apparently they had a bad real estate agent and the deal fell through.
Everybody's forgotten that we had to go look to Twitter every day to see if he was going to get us into a war? Does anybody remember that at all?
Of course, you're correct. Even among Democrats, the share who said that Trump acted criminally has slipped. 85% still said he committed crimes. These are Democrats. That's down from 92% just in December. Now, what's part of that? Part of that is the lying that he does at these rallies. It pokes through, even to Democrats who aren't there. It's poking through. It's It's working. And Joe Biden giving a speech at 3 p.m. somewhere that gets covered on MSNBC does not counteract that. It does not. It does not.
Even among people who don't like Joe Biden, I would think that there would be some sort of relief over having a president that you don't hear about for a couple of days, for 3 days or a week.
No,
I don't think
that
was not the case during that. You had to keep coming. He was like a child smearing poo on the walls. You had to keep track of him at all times, or he would go out and he would start bombing cars. Joe Biden is the teenager who is kind of calm, reads to themselves in their room, and then you check up on them every couple hours. You good? You want some Kool-Aid? Okay. Nobody remembers this?
In the New York Times Siena College poll last month that was taken, 10% of Biden's voters now say they support Trump. 10% have made the switch. The switch is on.
Your ex
virtually
wants you
none.
Back. Your ex wants you back.
Right. Virtually none of Trump's voters have flipped to Biden.
Well, I get that. That's
so what is that all about? And you know what I think it's all about? I think it's Trump pounding away and lying about today's economy and falsely characterizing the economy while he was president. And of course, the last year doesn't count at all when the pandemic hit and there was mass unemployment.
How does that not count?
He didn't help it out by fucking up the response to COVID.
No, that's the story.
That doesn't count.
That is the story. The story is him fucking up the response to COVID.
Of course.
Here's the other thing, and then I've said this before. You've heard it probably to where you want to go shoot yourself. When Biden took over in 2021, there was no plan to get that vaccine into people's in arms. They kind of turned it over and said, here you go. Here's a bunch of doses, and it's ready to go.
Details. Not interested in details. La, 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 la.
So this allows you to do two things. Among people who hate the vaccine and think that it's poison, you're like, oh, yeah, Biden's out there distributing that vaccine to give us poison. But they also forget, you know, Trump wants to get credit for the vaccine because he's the whole reason that it ever happened. Operation Warp Speed and all that bullshit.
Oh, are you saying that Donald Trump's a bit inconsistent?
Yes, he's very inconsistent.
This is identical to I appointed the three justices who knocked out Roe versus Wade. And other than that, he plays cutesy with the subject of abortion.
Yeah.
But he takes credit for that.
I guess if we do this again, we deserve what we get as a country. If there are enough people in this country who think that it wasn't that bad, that period from 2017 to early 2021, I could go for that again. I guess we get what we deserve on that level.
I'll read one last little segment here from the piece in the Times today. You know who Sarah Longwell is? Have you seen her? She's the Republican consultant who opposes Trump and does all the focus groups, and she works with conservatives and swing voters, and here's what she says. What's been clear for a while, especially among the swing voters, is that Biden is just more front and center. They know what they don't like about Biden, and they've forgotten what they don't like about Trump. Polls suggest that Trump has also made inroads with voters who may have been too young, oh my God, to remember his first term in detail. 4.2 million 18-year-olds who are newly eligible to vote this year were in middle school when Trump was first elected. Polls show that they have soured on Joe Biden in part because of his support for Israel in the war in Gaza, saying they favor Trump on the issue, even though Trump also had sex with Bibi Netanyahu in the well of the Capitol. Remember that?
Every day.
Nobody was more pro-Israel than me. I moved the Capitol
from
to Jerusalem. But this is the frustrating part of this. The ignorance, the stupidity, the impossible task of punching through lies, bullshit, and now a collective amnesia.
Well, this is where you
to overwhelm democracy in this country.
This is where you get to beat up on Congresswoman Tlaib, who does herself no favors up there in Michigan. She was up there saying that it's imperative that we don't reelect Donald Trump. But I want to make sure that when you guys vote in the Democratic primary, you vote for no choice or no preference over Joe Biden.
Right.
Please do that. Not understanding that those are counter arguments. I don't know. If you're a someone who has a young person that's going to be their first time voting in 2024, talk to your kids about Donald Trump. Talk to your kids about that very difficult period in American history between 2017 and 2021. Make sure they're aware of how shitty it truly was. It was very, very, you kind of, I want to go back a couple of exits because you kind of went very quickly by Mark Robinson, who is somebody that the national media is now becoming acquainted with. The guy who's going to be today in the primary, I think his closest challenger, this Bill Graham guy, who is a lawyer and attorney. He was really highlighting Mark Robinson's remarks against Jews and about mitigating the Holocaust and all this sort of stuff, which Mark lies and said he never said, which he completely did. And Bill Graham was really hitting the "We Stand With Israel" thing pretty hard for Republican primary voters, which appears to have had a resounding thud. It proves to have not landed at all among Republican voters, right?
Well, it's not going to land at all among any voters at the rate things are going. But that could and would turn around in the case of peace breaking out and hostages being exchanged. It would change, but the price of that is saving the political career of Benjamin Netanyahu. I mean, it's just a mess. It's just a fucking mess.
It's a huge mess.
Right. No, and of course, I'm sure at some point, if he hasn't said it yet, Trump would say this would have never happened. Hamas would have never sent
a bunch of terrorists into
Israel. If I was president, I'm sure he'll say that.
No, he said at the rally in Greensboro on Saturday, he explicitly said they never would have done that. It never would have happened if I was president. But don't you think kind of the Josh Stein campaign, who's going to be the Democratic nominee, he's our attorney general right now. I mean, this is Mark Robinson's the guy you want to run against. He's the least electable of those candidates, right? In a statewide race. I'm not saying he's not electable because the crazies are there and he's got the Trump endorsement. He's going to get a lot of money from trailer parks and bullshit like that. Although now that Trump has taken over the RNC, all of that money is going to be drained out and won't go to candidates like Mark Robinson, who's going to go to the Trump Legal Defense Fund, which is good news for us. But don't you think that, and I think the Stein campaign is being very smart in how they're approaching it. They've always said that Mark Robinson is going to be the nominee. They have not rolled out Mark's greatest hits to the extent that they want to or need to, as they will later on this summer and in the fall. But don't you think that's the guy they want to face? That Mark Robinson is the guy.
Of course, because he's a cartoon. But we elected a cartoon as president in 2016.
Correct.
And you know you can't underestimate what might happen here. And again, my hope has been that all this stuff collectively can be dropped on his head during a campaign. And as far as Trump's trial, the Jack Smith trial for January 6th being delayed, having to do with this phony trumped up bullshit about immunity from everything. If that trial starts in September or October, and Jack Smith, the prosecutor, said explicitly, this 60-day rule is bullshit.
That's made up.
It's bullshit. If the gears of a case are already turning, then the 60-day quote-unquote rule, which isn't a law or any kind of actual rule, it doesn't apply. You just have to keep on trucking. So if Trump is on trial in the weeks before the election for trying to overturn the mechanism by which we elect a president, I think that that will punch through to even the most insane Trumpers. They will have to think twice, and they won't because they don't think. But again, we're looking for all those voters who are on the margins. I guess it's about 5%, the swing voters, the believe it or not, undecideds, if they exist. I can't decide which one of these guys. Him being on trial, and here's my evidence for that, because Biden's got good economic numbers. They get better all the time. The numbers on consumer confidence are starting to turn up a little bit, but not enough and not quickly enough. But if you remember, during the January 6th hearings in the House of Representatives, Trump's approval numbers went down fast. They went into the toilet when tens of millions of people saw on television what happened on January 6th. Remember, that was already a year and a half after January 6th, 2021. So the collective amnesia was already starting to seep in. But those hearings changed a lot. And they changed enough that apparently even Merrick Garland was awakened from his sleep. Prince Garland was kissed by a frog, woke up, and decided to start prosecuting through Jack Smith, a special prosecutor. But the point is, I think Trump's numbers will crater right before the election if they're able to hold off, and they are, a trial until right before the election. And if he wants to run out from the courtroom every day and start yakking about how he's going to pardon himself from this, I'm not sure that's a great selling point, again,
do it
for people who aren't hardcore Trumpers.
Do it. I mean, I'm happy to have him go out there and make that argument every day to America that we need to elect him so he can get away with crime. Right. Nothing wrong with that.
Right. 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 Okay.
Well, let's just skip Steve Garvey. I'm tired of talking about that asshole. I think he's garnered enough publicity. We'll just leave it right there.
Right. Well, you know, he's apparently in the last poll out in California, he's in second place.
The jungle primary.
So right. So he could easily be running against Adam Schiff in the finals. I think he'll get crushed because California did not become a purple or red state in the last few years. It just did.
It is kind of shitty of Adam Schiff to engineer it that way to get Katie Porter out of the way. I understand why they did it and everything, but it was still because I like Katie Porter. I think she's very good at what she does.
Politics ain't beanbag.
No, I get it, but I still think it's kind of shady. You know, but eventually we'll get the guy that we need to get in the office, and that's all that matters. I understand. We have the baby. Just forget about the labor pains. I know.
Yeah.